Well, I'm here. Just like I told you I would be. Happy anniversary, baby. It had only been a month since you left me, and I did like I promised you. The night of our anniversary, I went to see you. I was so alone, but I had nowhere else to go. So I brought a bottle of wine, the one we'd been saving, and spread out a blanket in the moonlight. And I pretended like I thought you could hear me. My back pressed against the cold, hard granite of your gravestone. And I talked. I told you how much I missed you. How much I missed you and how much it still hurt. And I poured a glass of wine for each of us. Made a toast. And drank them both. And cried. It wasn't long before the bottle was empty and I cried all I could cry. It was cold, but I didn't care. Eventually, I put my bag under my head and lay it on my stomach, laying there on top of your grave. And I must have fallen asleep. And I dreamed. I know I dreamed. And it was the same dream I'd been having for a month. That you were still here. That I could still hold you. And something woke me. I don't know if it was the wind in the trees or something else. And I laid there, my eyes still closed. Oh, I didn't want it to stop. I didn't want the dream to end. But I couldn't bring it back. I could feel the tears starting again. But then, it must have been the breeze. It had to have been the breeze, but it wasn't cold. The breeze in October doesn't feel like that. It was like the touch of a hand on the back of my leg. Pressure that was barely there. It was like my dream again. I don't believe in things that I can't see. And yet, it was there. I could feel pushing against the small of my back, almost like I could feel your fingertips. Baby? Baby, is that you? And I swear, I am not crazy. I am not crazy. But that breeze turned warm again. And I heard my name against my ear. is you. You are here. I pushed myself up onto my hands and turned to sit up excitedly, but I'm so confused and disappointed. I'm not sure what I expected to see. Some pale, glowing specter of the husband now lost to me. And yet here I sat, alone in a cemetery, in the middle of the night. For a moment I felt crushed and lost all over again. Until an unseen hand caressed the side of my neck. Like you'd done 1,000 times. And I felt your lips on mine. Though my open eyes saw nothing, and my brain screamed that this was impossible, but I couldn't. In that moment, I couldn't bring myself to care. Instinctively, I reached for you as I felt your unseen lips travel down my neck. And I felt nothing. There was no you to hold, even though I felt you clearly. The weight of your body against mine, holding me. Oh, the heat of your tongue traveling down the V of my blouse. It was as if you only existed where your body met mine, and everything else was missed. I closed my eyes, and a memory floated through my brain. Your smiling face hovering just over me. "Shh, sweetheart," you said. "Just let me." I imagined the smile you would have on your face, knowing you were getting exactly what you wanted, what you always wanted from me. I felt your hand on my chest, pushing me back down and sighed, closing my eyes and just feeling. Fingertips trailing up my legs, spreading me open to the cool night air, and moving my skirt up my thighs. I sighed as each button released from my blouse. And I felt your face nuzzle against the skin of my stomach. Oh, baby, please. Oh, I missed you. Please. Oh. And those fingers that I couldn't see, I felt them. Felt them skimming across my lips. Teasing. I felt a finger skim between my folds. And it was all I could do to keep still. Not to arch up against your body, but I just let you. Oh, I felt your lips through my bra. Oh, right over my nipple. My nipple's so hard. And the cups of my bra tuck gently down beneath my breasts, freeing my flesh. Oh, I love your mouth, baby. Oh, yes. Oh. 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 And just at that moment, I felt your fingers push into me. Oh. Oh. Oh, and I cry out in the moonlight. My eyes opening. Oh, wishing so badly I could see you, but instead just the full moon in the sky above us with a ring of brilliant blue around it. Just the color of your eyes. Oh, baby, please, I need you. Oh, I need you, please. Oh, and just like that, I feel you move over me. Oh, your hands on my shoulders. I feel your weight against my legs. Oh, God, take me, baby. Take me and make me yours again. Oh, you push into me. Start to thrust quickly. Oh. Oh. Taking me as if this may be the last time. Oh, oh baby, please. Close my eyes and pretend, wishing it was like the old days. Oh. Willing myself back. Oh, baby, please. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Oh, yes. If you can, I want it, baby. I want to come with you. Oh, come inside me, baby. Oh, fill me. I need it. One last time. I swear, I felt your warmth filling me. And a kiss against my neck. And another on my lips. Oh, don't go, baby. Don't go. Oh, please. You were gone. And I was left alone again in the moonlight. But I wasn't quite alone. within a couple months it became obvious you hadn't left. My belly grew round. And eventually, I had my gift from you. With the deepest blue eyes. Just the color of that ring around the moon. I'll be back, baby. On a blanket in the moonlight. Please come back for me.